Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Comfortable or not, you know. So I look forward to hearing from you. How you doing, Richard? Hope you're doing well. Thank you for tuning in for a second. This is our Love Radio Show. We come to you on Tuesdays from 9 to 10. It's interactive. Thank you for coming through and watching and staying with me. What's going on, Tamarcus? What's going on, Antonio? What's going on, Leon? What's going on, Bishop Randy? Hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is the Hard Love Radio Show coming to you live. And tonight we're going to talk about the topic, comfortable or not. What's going on, Leon? How you doing? God definitely is good. And all time, God is good. He's great. And what's going on, Tyrone? I'm glad you guys are coming through tonight. This topic we're going to talk about tonight is being comfortable or not. And this is something that we do every Tuesdays from 9 to 10. You know, keep it here. This is interactive, going back and forth. I'm hearing from you guys. You're hearing from me. We're listening. And we're taking everything in. That's what we're going to do tonight. One of the things that God placed in my heart, and even before I even get started with that, I'm going to play a little bit of this song. No, I'm not going to even do that. I'll keep on going. What's up, Paula? What's up, Carolyn? What's up, Andre? What's up, Mom? For those of you guys who are listening, you know, something we do every week. What's up, Sir Fred? What's going on, Leon? One of the things we talk about is things that God's been doing in our lives. And one thing we were talking about last week was about recommitting yourself to your God, to your goal daily. That's what we talked about last week. And one of the things that God has placed on my heart to talk about this week is the subject of being comfortable. You know, the mistake that we make is when we become comfortable in the things that God has placed us in, the things that He is doing in our lives. We become comfortable and we forget that we are in a war. We forget that we have an enemy. We forget that there's a force out there that does not want us to be successful in Jesus Christ. There's a force that does not want us to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a force out there that does not want us to really ultimately serve God and give Him our all, give Him our best. So what God placed in my heart and where I'm at, you know, I'm just being transparent, trying to be transparent, is which I feel He wants me to share with you guys and talk about tonight, is the fact that sometimes we forget what God has brought us through and we become comfortable in the newness. We become comfortable and we begin to let our guards down. We begin to forget that we are in a war. We're in a war, you guys. We're in a war over our souls. The enemy is trying to kill our hopes. He's kind of trying to kill our dreams. And one of the things I would encourage you today is in the blessing that God is doing in your life, never to forget. Never forget that God's in control. Never forget and think that you've made it. I believe that when we get to that point where we feel like we've made it, we lose something. We forget something. It's so, so very important, guys. It's so, so very important that we stay prayed up. It's very, very important that we remember that we have an enemy. But it's very important that we remember that God is in control. Let's not walk into this newness of life that God is doing in your life and doing in my life, and we forget. forget about God. Carson once said, this preacher said this, the absence of God is sin. You know, what's up, Andre? What's going on, Samuel? What's up, Eric? And, you know, I just want to encourage you guys, as we're talking, feel free to comment. Tell me what you guys are thinking. We do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10. So I know people will be coming through and staying. Please share this on your pages. I'm just going to share with you what God has placed in my heart. You know, I'm in this new place. I'm in this place where God is redeeming me. He's strengthening me. He's encouraging me. My outlook has begun to change. And one of the things that we sometimes forget is that God ultimately is the one who's done these things in our lives. What's up, Larry? And one thing God was telling me is this. What's up, Beverly? Comfortable or not, here we are. You know, guys, it's like whatever we're going through, that's our present. That's what we're experiencing. That's what we're dealing with. But the fear, I'm not saying even fear. The thing I want to make sure is that I feel like God is saying to me is not to become too comfortable. Not to become too comfortable in where I am right now. What's up, Beverly? What's Ramos? What's up, Avis? How you doing? You know, so God was telling me, comfortable or not, here we are. Listen, we talked about on the show about learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. But on the flip side, when we become so comfortable, praise God, Ramos said, preach, bro. When we become comfortable, we let our guards down. And that's when the enemy comes in because you think we've arrived. Like I was saying last week about recommitting yourself to the goal daily, is the problem that we have, the biggest mistake is when we feel like we've arrived. We're still on our goal. We're still working, allowing God to work in our lives. We should be doing that. But comfortable or not, here we are. Comfortable. Are you comfortable? You know, it's like, just think where you are right now. Do a self-assessment. Yes, Beverly, that's like what we're talking about. Beverly says this. Yes, we have to stay ready. We have to stay ready. Do a self-assessment. Look at yourself right now. Look at the things you've gone through in this season. Look at what God is doing in your life right now. Then ask yourself, am I comfortable? Have I become comfortable or not? Have I become comfortable or am I still on guard? Have I become comfortable? I want 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says this, guys. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. We keep on going to verse 9. It says this, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Verse 11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. What's up, Keith? What's up, Gerald Payne? The thing God takes in my heart is this. The enemy's walking around seeking whom he may devour. We're still in a war. You might be experiencing victory, but don't ever, ever turn your back on the devil. Don't ever, ever say you can let your guard down and act as if you're not in a war. We are in the war to be crossed over. Beverly says, Ava says, yes. What's up, George? Ava says, yes. Beverly says, yes. He never gets tired. That's right. He never gets tired. You know, the thing about this thing is this, guys. We are in a war. We are in a war. We might have some victories, but don't give up. Don't say, I can sit back and relax. You know, one of the things that God was saying to me is this. stay awake. We've got to stay awake. You might experience some blessings in your life, and I'm telling you, I'm trying to be as transparent as I can be. You know, I've been losing weight. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better than I've ever felt. But, you know, this is not the time for me to walk away from the Lord. I haven't even reached my goal yet. But even more so than that, God has been so good. So I'm telling you, like God said, I mean, don't get big-headed. Don't forget where you come from. Don't forget that you have not made it yet. And even when you make it yet, keep God first. We are in a battle. That's my testimony. Believe me. Whatever that is for you, God is saying, stay awake. Stay awake. This is not the time to think, okay, I've made it. I can go ahead and do the things I want to do because I've made it. No. We are in a war. Beverly says this, our arrival is in him. Amen. Our arrival is in him. It's in Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus Christ. God says, stay awake. Keep watch. We're supposed to be praying, guys. We're supposed to be praying. We're supposed to keep watch. We're supposed to keep watch. We're supposed to pray. Keep watch. What is God showing you? What is God showing you in the news? What is God showing you in your life? What is God speaking to you through his word and through whatever you fellowship? What is your pastor saying? What is he saying to you about the heart of God? What is God saying to your spirit? What is the Holy Spirit saying to you? Keep watch. Always pray, guys. Always pray. You know, Matthew 24, verse 42. While I'm going there, George says this, hey, bro, it is a war, but the great thing is we've already won. Yes, let's not be ignorant of his devices and schemes. Amen. Let's not be ignorant of his devices and schemes. You're telling the truth right there, George. You're telling the truth. It is a war. And I think sometimes we have to remember it is a war. And we have to act like it's a war. It's not just to say it is a war, but the great thing is we've already won. Yes, we have already won, but we have to remember that we are in a war. What is a war? There will be casualties. People give their lives for the gospel. There's casualties. We are in a war. Leon says, I agree. But you know, we're saying it. But you know, think about that. This part that you said, George, let's not be ignorant of his devices and schemes. Yes, let's not be, because we are in a war. Beverly says this, it's not time to become complacent. We are the light in this dying world. You know, Beverly, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to title this topic, this discussion, something about not becoming complacent. You know, this is not the time to become complacent. You know, it doesn't mean that we're not going to rest. What's up, Ronald? It does not mean that we're not going to rest. But what it does mean is that we have to remember that we are in a war. You know, Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, it says this. Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord death come. I want to tell you this. We've got to keep watch. We've got to keep watch. Things are getting crazy. They're getting crazier out here. But we know the one who is ultimately in control. And, you know, like I said, in the end, we win. But we got to stay awake. This is not the time to become complacent. This is not the time to hide your light. This is the time to shine your light. If you're a songwriter, write songs that are going to encourage people. If you are a dancer, dance like you've never danced to inspire someone, to encourage someone. Whatever your gift is, do that thing and allow God to get the glory in your life. What's up, Ronald? What's up, Joseph? We're talking about comfortable or not. Here we are. Comfortable. Are you comfortable? Are you uncomfortable? Regardless, whatever, guess what? Here we are. We are here. We are here. You are where you are. I feel like God is saying this. Stay awake. Keep watch. And then this. Proverbs 23, verse 26 says this. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. We got to keep. Okay, let's give God our heart. Let's give our heart, our soul, our mind. And this proverb says, let thine eyes observe my ways. Observe the Lord's ways. What are we learning in the Bible? What are we learning? What did Jesus do? Oh, God, are you guys there? Sorry about that, guys. No, what are we supposed to do? Hey, Josepha, sorry I had a little interruption. You know, so I know who my friends who are actually tuning in, who know not to call me between 9 and 10. What's up, Brian? Beverly says this, my desire is to see a move of God, a move in me. You know, I want to say this. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Beverly. She says this, my desire is to see a move of God, a move in me. You know, and stand away, guys. We do have an enemy. But, you know, the thing about the Lord is that the Lord, hey, Brian, the Lord will give us grace. He'll give us grace to walk this race. We cannot become too comfortable that we forget that there's an adversary. That's just acknowledging. That's just respect the fact that there is an enemy. But God does not want us to become complacent. We've got to stay prayed up. We have to stay awake. We have to keep our eyes open. Our eyes open to see what God is doing. Our ears open to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. And then we got to do that thing that God's telling us to do. Yes, Brian says that, mercy. Yes. We have to stay awake. It's not time to go to sleep. It's not time to forget. You know, when you're doing these things and, you know, you want to be transparent. Listen, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But if you keep your eyes open, God will make that way. He'll make that way out of nowhere. He will make that way that when the enemy comes against us like a flood, he will raise up that standard against us. He will open up that door. He will give us that escape room. I don't know if you experienced that in your life. I've experienced that in my life. And I tell you, this is not the season for us to keep on wrestling with foolishness. This is the season for us to stay awake. Whatever God is doing in your life, respect that. And when he opens up that door of a way of escape, take it. This is not the season to play. Comfortable or not, here we are. If you become comfortable and you give the enemy an open door into your life, there you are. If you say, look, I'm not going to become comfortable and complacent, you're going to always be on guard. You're going to be saying, Lord, show me your way so I can do that thing you're telling me to do. And then we got to be obedient to what God is telling us to do. Beverly says, say that. What's up, Tim? Brian says this. We have to keep our eyes on the Lord. He will make everything new. Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, Brian. And we also talking about, Brian, like when God does make that thing new, we cannot come complacent and forget that we are in a war. We are in a war. And I believe that in this season, God wants to break those things that we've been struggling with. He wants to break those things that we've been allowing to dominate our minds. He wants to break those things. But he can't break those things if we do not stay awake. So that means we have a decision that we can make. And through this whole thing, this whole process of life, these things we're going through, we have a decision that we can make. Either we're going to become comfortable and complacent. And I want you to understand that in the scripture, when we've seen where the Israelites became complacent, it opened up the door for sin to come back. It didn't matter what God did. They found themselves in a place, especially during a time like Moses leading them and all those different things, and Joshua. They would find themselves going backwards. They'd come to a place where start blessing. Why? If we would have stayed in Egypt, we wouldn't have gone through this. We're tired of this. We're tired of this. Come comfortable or not, let's not give the enemy any room in this season. Let's not give him any room in this season. What are you guys thinking? What are you thinking about this message? I mean, what do you think about what I'm saying? What's up, Alice? What's up, Demetra? What are you guys thinking about this tonight? What are your thoughts? Where are you in this whole thing? I want to hear from you guys. What's going on? What's going on, Giuseppe? Where are you guys on this? What are you guys thinking about this? You know, it is needed. Alice says it's needed. Please do tell, Alice. Please do tell. Why do you think it's needed, Alice? I'll tell you why. I think it's needed because God wants to stop going around the circle. You know, he blesses us, and then we become comfortable. We become comfortable. We allow sin to come back in. No, let's continue to stay focused on God. Let's continue to keep our focus on God. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I feel like every preacher preaches first and preaches to themselves first. You know, then it's for everyone else. So this is definitely for me. And I do go back and listen to these discussions and reread what you guys during this time. You know, but what do you guys say? What do you guys say, Beverly? What do you guys say? What do you guys got to say? First of all, I appreciate you guys staying here with me tonight. But the thing about this thing is this. If we stay focused. What's up, Bart Marquis? If we stay focused on God, then we're not going to become comfortable and complacent because we're going to understand that while we are resting, we're trying to hear orders from what God is saying to us and how God is trying to lead us. And at last, the first thing God was telling me tonight was about staying awake. The second thing is saying stay prayed up. You know, the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. It availeth much. You know, listen, prayer works, and we've got to stay prayed up. You know, prayer is something that got me through some of the worst times of my entire life. You know, staying prayed up is... It's not just saying one prayer and that's it. You pray constantly. You pray throughout the day. You're thanking the Lord. You're praying that he will bless you. You're praying that he will lead you, that he will guide you. And Beverly says this, I say that God expects obedience and we have to be the example for those that we come in contact with. Always the servant. I'm going to read that one again, you guys. I'm going to read that one again. Beverly says this, I say that God expects obedience, and we have to be the example for those that we come in contact with, always the servants. Yeah, God expects obedience. You know, and think about this, guys, we do make mistakes. None of us are perfect. But what we try to do is try to be obedient. Let's not give the enemy any room in our lives. You know, if you stay on your hands, knees, praying, and God brought you through what he's brought you through, and now things are getting better, continue staying on your hands and knees. Don't just get back up. With everything that's happening today, we need to be praying like 24/7. You know, and it's okay to Alice. Alice says this, knowing others struggle with focus on God at all times it gives me a reminder that God is all, that what you just said, prayer works. Amen. My mouth says, please excuse me, I am tired tonight, as I respond. It's okay, Alex. It is kind of late, and I appreciate you coming through. Yeah. Brian says, his prayer is the answer to all things. Look at the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6. Thank you. Yes, prayer is the answer to all things. You know, prayer is a powerful tool. We've got to stay prayed up. Now, the thing about prayer is this. Prayer, when we pray, prayer strengthens your relationship with God. Prayer strengthens your relationship with God. You're communicating. It strengthens. The more you pray, the more you, and even meditate. Meditate. Prayer and meditating on God's word. Meditating on God's word. Getting things out of your mind that you've gone through, just focusing on God and focusing on his word. You know, prayer works. Meditate on the word. Pray. Because it strengthens your relationship with God. That I feel like, personally, that prayer is the doorway to allow God to move in your life. Sometimes I believe that God's just waiting for us to pray and ask him. Pray and seek him. No, we have to show some kind of initiative. What's up, Kenneth? What's going on, Larry? This is G. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. We're talking about comfortable or not. Here we are. We're talking about remembering that we're in a war. God wants to stay awake. God wants to stay prayed up. We've got to pray. Because prayer works. And like I was saying earlier, I went through some of the hardest times in my life, some of the hardest times in my life recently. Prayer got me through. Then when I couldn't pray, I had people around me who were praying for me, who were praying for me. And that made the world of a difference in my life. It made the world of a difference in my life. You know, James 5:16 says this, guys, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Someone, one of my friends told me I need to bring the, what's up, Lionel? Told me I need to bring the show to WGBGR Network. Praise God. We'll talk about that later. But thank you so much. You know, guys, I'm really just talking from my heart, where I really feel like God is really saying to me, and I'm sharing it with you guys. I also want to hear what you guys are saying, what you guys feel, how you feel about the thing about prayer. How has prayer worked in your life? What have you seen God do in your life through prayer? What have you seen him do in your life through prayer? I know for me, like that prayer closet, having that prayer closet. In fact, I never even saw the movie, but I really need to go and see the prayer closet. But you guys, I just want to say this. Staying prayed up is something that it's like you're giving God honor. You're submitting yourself. You're recognizing that the greater power is a greater power than you that's going to keep you. Keeps you humble. Staying prayed up keeps you humble. You know, and when we pray, we got to be ready for God to answer us. When he answers us, like Beverly was saying, we have to be obedient. It's about being obedient. It's about praying. It's about being consistent. How consistent are you when you are experiencing the good times in life? How consistent are you in your relationship with God? And of course, when we're going through sometimes, we're going through those bad times, we're calling on the name of Jesus. Even those who say, I don't believe in Jesus, still calling the name of Jesus. Jesus. Lord. How do you feel about your relationship? And what do you guys think about that? The question I put out there. You know, how consistent are you in praying in the good times? Do you let your guards down and start to take it for granted? David says this, he delivered me from depression. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free. Hallelujah. Hey, Zachary. And I'm praising God with you, Avis. And, you know, Avis, you know, one of my triggers for depression, and one of my triggers has been death. And someone who was like a boss, a supervisor, passed away recently. And it was a trigger. And I was telling my mother, I was like, I'm feeling just a little weird. I felt like an episode was trying to come. God bless you too, Zachary. I felt like that depressive episode was about to happen. And my mom prayed with me. You know, she prayed with me. You know, I was praying for myself before I spoke with her. She was praying for me. And, you know, so I'm with you right there. He delivered me from depression. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank God I'm free. You got to keep on speaking those words. Because there's life and there's power of life and death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So what we speak transforms our lives, what we believe and what we put our faith in, who we put our faith in and trust in. Bless you, Zachary. Allah says this, I am consistent with my daily meditation. I need to recognize more when I am in prayer. This helps me tremendously. I need to recognize more when I am in prayer. Okay. Can you explain that a little bit, Alex? I think I missed a couple words. What's going on, William? Davis writes this. Yes, prayer is the answer. Beverly writes this. Pray in the good times and bad times. Praise him in good times and bad times. Worship him in good times and bad times. That's the word right there, Beverly. Pray in the good times and the bad times. Praise him in good times and bad times. Worship him in good times and bad times. You see, because you see the pattern that she's saying? In good times and in bad times. Pray. Praise him. Worship him. Serve him. Love him. You know, whew. That's like a song right there, Beverly. You might want to write a song on that one, Beverly. What's up, Nina? Zachary says, amen, amen. Ava says, all times. What's up, Trina? Love Jesus. And, you know, y'all going to make me start dancing. Yes. Listen, I'm feeling much better. You guys are encouraging me tonight. We encourage each other. I hope so. But Reverend said, y'all going to make me start dancing. Yes, I'm feeling good. That sounds like a song, though, Beverly. I can hear a song. Go ahead and write your song, Beverly. You know, hey, Trina. Bye. But you know what? You know, the thing about this is what you're saying is consistently doing that. But the biggest thing is do it in the good times. You know, because in good times, when you talk about praying, good times and bad times, when times come good, we're like, oh, I have to pray. I'm going to pray in 5 minutes, Lord. But you've been praying at this time since when you've gone through the whole process of everything you've been going through. But as soon as things start begin to change, say, oh, I'll pray in 10 minutes, Lord. Well, I'm not going to pray today. I'm going to pray the next day. Then we talk about praise him. We praise him in the bad times. I'm going to praise you in the bad times. Then the good times, well, I'm a little tired. Well, you're going out, get some drinks? Okay, I'll praise you, Lord. Go to worship? I'm tired because I went out and missed the whole worship service. We give out that praise him in the good times. Worship him. You're supposed to worship him in spirit and truth. Worship him in the good times. Worship him in the bad times. All these things are consistent things that we're supposed to do. It's a lifestyle. Beverly says, all right, it's a lifestyle. What's going on, Willie? Ava says this, I stay in prayer. That's right. We've got to stay in prayer. And Ava's What's your praise report? You know, because we've definitely been praying for you. And Alice says this prayer should be on our lips at all times. I know how to go into silence, but talking with God is needed. I am one of those people who feel there are so many asking God for something. You know, I feel you right there, Alice. Thank you for sharing that, Alice. Prayer should be on our lips all times. It should be a lifestyle in the good times and in the bad times. But when the good times are happening, guys, let's not become complacent. Let's not become comfortable. Because whether you become comfortable or not, where you are is where you are. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, that's where you are. I just want to encourage you not to become comfortable. Make prayer a lifestyle. Make being obedient and seeking God a lifestyle, something we do. Beverly says this. That's when the enemy sneaks in. That's right, Beverly. The enemy sneaks in those good times when we become complacent. We let our guards down. We forget that we are in a war. You know, God wants us to get it right in this season. And I pray for me, and I'm praying for you guys too, that we will get it right in this season. Let's not give the enemy any room. The things that we're doing, what we're going through and seeking God, let's continue to seek God. You know, if you're abstaining from certain things, continue to abstain. That's what we've got to do. We got to keep on. Zach says, good teaching, sir. Praise God. Zachary, praise God. Beverly says this, yes, yeah, Avis, me too. His praise. I apologize for that, you guys. Yeah, Avis, me too. His praise will ever be on my lips. Trina says this, praise God in advance. Yes, praise God in advance. Thank you all for your prayers. I'm praying for you all. We're praying for you too, Avis. You keep your head up. You know, prayer works. Avis knows that. I know that. I know that you guys have experienced prayer in your life. Comfortable or not, here we are. You are wherever you are, mentally, spiritually, physically. As man thinketh, so also is he. As you think, that, guys, you know, I'm going to tell you this. When I was, before I started to lose weight, and I had that, I heard people say stuff like, you know, you got to get that mental picture of where you feel like God wants you to be. You got to get that picture. And then you got to do those things, take those steps, make those baby steps to get to that place where you feel like God wants you to be. But I got the picture, I had the mental picture, and I kept on going forward, but I had that picture. And the enemy kept on trying to speak to my mind. It's like, no, great is he who lives within me, that he lives in the world. And God told me some things that I just held on to so I can get to, just so I can hold on to. And I kept on holding on to. And then my life, everything began to change. It began to change. I didn't let it go. That mental picture was there, but I did not let it go. And I kept on praying, Lord, give me the strength. Let me continue to be consistent. Let me continue to be consistent with this goal. We talked about that last week. But this week, cut for now. Wherever you are, physically, mentally, emotionally, that's where you are. You know, comfortable or not. But God does not want us to become comfortable. And we begin to let our guards down. He wants us to stay vigilant. You know, he wants us to stay vigilant. Zachary says this, so as we think, so are we. And that's it, Zachary. So as we think, so are we. And we said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. sometimes we speak death in our own selves, in our own lives. Sometimes we self-sabotage ourselves. I don't know about you guys, where things are beginning to do go well, and then we do things that we know is going against the will of God for our lives. We walk straight into it. The enemy comes, and we walk straight into it. This is not a season of self-sabotage. I want to encourage you that you can win. God has won the war. You can win. But we've got to be obedient. What is God telling us to do? You know, don't become comfortable. Trinity says, amen. Don't become comfortable. Matthew 10, verse 16 says this, guys. Yeah, you might say, I probably want to bring your Bibles out sometimes. And turn there, too, if you're there with me. Matthew 10, 16 says this. It says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Let me read that again. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You know, guys, I put this under the heading, this third topic, stay and move in love. Stay and move in love. Stay and move in love. So we have stay awake. God wants to stay awake. God wants to stay prayed up. Then God wants to stay and move in love. And even while we're moving in love, guys, he's still saying this. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We sang a song about being soldiers in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Well, listen to this. In everything we do, God still wants us to do everything in love. He still wants, praise God. Praise God. Alice says, you said that on time. God is really using you. Praise God, Alice. And, you know, and this is speaking to me. This speaks to me. So God does not just want us to be soldiers. He wants us in his army. He wants us not to become comfortable and we let go our guards. He wants us to be obedient, stay prayed up, and then do everything we do in love. You know, in love. Let's use wisdom. Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. They all know we Christians by our love. You've heard that song before, right? That scripture, I believe it is scripture. They all know we are Christians by our love. But I keep hearing that song in my head. And they will know us that we are Christians by our love. So even though we're in the war, we still love it. We're still wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You know, and listen to this. And if we submit ourselves to God, resist the devil and submit ourselves to God, God's going to be glorified in our lives. Resist the devil and he will flee. Draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. You know, guys, listen. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to love. What's up, Nathan? We're supposed to love. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Now, Nathan, this is our Bible study that we do on Tuesday nights from 9 to 10. So good to see you, man. Well, not see you, but yeah, I see your picture up here. But 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 says this. Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity or love shall cover the multitude of sins. I'm going to go to, I'm going to read again. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity, you're talking about love, shall cover the multitude of sins. Another version, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. What do you guys think about that? I think about love. You know, it's so easy for us to become offended as Christians and hate. God doesn't want us to hate. God wants us to love. But he also wants us to stand for justice. He wants us to stand for equality. He wants us to stand for those things that are right. So that's what we should do. We should stand up for those things that are right. With love. You know, and why is it that we can't just come together and agree to disagree without all this hate, with all this killing, all these different things? But listen to this. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, God doesn't want us to become comfortable and let our guard down. He wants us to stay obedient. He wants us to love. What do you guys think about that? That whole thing about love. And then how does that play a role in our lives as Christians? How does love play a role in our lives as Christians? What do you guys think about that? What's up, Kelvin? Zachary says this, we must love, period. I'm trying to say it with all the exclamation points he's put. We must love, period. You guys got that? We must love. Tell the truth in love. You know, love covers a multitude of sins. You know, Jesus loved. He told the truth. He was angry, But he told the truth. He stood up what he believed in. But he still loved. We're in a war. How are we going to win people to Christ? They're looking at you. They're looking at me. They're looking at us. Are we loving each other? People are going through experiencing some harsh times. But are we willing to love? What's up, Kirk? What's up, Kelvin? Are we willing to love people where they are? Zachary says this, because Jesus loved us first. Yeah. Because Jesus loved us first. We're in a war. How can we win people on souls of Christ? How can we do everything in love? We love. We love the truth. What do you guys think about what we're talking about tonight? First point we're talking about tonight is this. God wants us to stay awake. Second point, God wants us to stay prayed up. Third point, God wants us to stay and move in love. We are in a war. God doesn't want us to become comfortable. Be obedient. Hear what he's saying. Do what he's telling us to do. And do it all in love. Well, how can I say I love you? I can say I love God whom I have not seen. And here's a brother in front of me that I don't love. Does that make any sense? Well, we're in a war. Let's love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, with everything that's within us. Let's love him. How you guys feeling tonight so far? You know, I just want to say I appreciate you guys. You know, my mom, Trina, Josepha, Ava, Zachary, Alex, staying with me so far. And I want to say, please share this, share my video on your pages as well. The point that I'm about tonight is this. When we become comfortable, we open up the door for the enemy to come in. We become complacent. We tend to not seek God as much as we were. secretive. Like that song that Beverly's going to write one of these days. But like the song that Beverly's going to write one of these days about praise, praising, praying in good and bad times. Praising in good and bad times. Worshiping him in good and bad times. In good and bad times. You know, Jesus said it's going to be easy. But he said, I'll be with you. You know, let me tell you this. We're going to be tested. You might be tested right now. You might be going through tests and dealing with tests. But God does not want you to become comfortable. God does not want me to become comfortable. When things begin to look good, stay in prayer even more. Stay in prayer even more. Those of you who might have been going around the circle with things in your life, and God has been there to bail you out time and time again, this is the season to stop. Let's learn from what we've been through so that we don't repeat the same thing over and over again. Comfortable or not, here we are. We are where we are. But it's going to take some self-inventory, time to do some self-inventory. Where am I? You might have to ask yourself, where am I at? Where am I in my walk? Am I comfortable? Am I complacent? And if you have become too comfortable and complacent, repent. And ask God to help you get back on track. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically. This is the time for us to get it right. This is the time for us to do those things he's called us to do. Ava says this. Yes, come on, Beverly. God bless you. Break every chain. Amen. That's what Ava's saying. Yes, Lord. That's our prayer tonight. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break everything that's unlike you. And let us not make those same mistakes that we made. Life's lessons. As a singer-songwriter, you know, all the songs in my new upcoming project, Life's Lessons, is going to be coming out this, later on this month. And I'll tell you more about that next week. I've had to live every lesson, every song. It reminds me of a song from Derek Coley's song, When the Music Stops. That's when I live my song. When the band goes home, that's when I live my song. I got the other two, three lines. But when the music stops, I've had to live it. I lived everything in my life's lessons. Everything I've gone through, I've had to live it. I have to live this. Everything you talk about today, I've got to live it. You know, I'm going through it. I'm having to live it, and God is saying, Gregory, let's learn from your past mistakes so you won't repeat the same things again. I want to encourage you tonight, whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life, whatever it is that that you have gone through, that God has delivered you from depression, don't give depression any room. Speak forth life. Speak forth life. Speak life. And continue to praise him. Don't become too comfortable. Think, oh, I've gotten this thing. Stay prayed up. Stay humble. And watch God continue to move in your life. You know, this is the season to keep on. Because you're going to be tested. Some of you guys are right there at the door. You're right there at the precipice, at the edge of the things that God wants to bring you into. When you begin to think, I've already made it. I've made it. I don't have to pray today. I'll pray tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised to you. You know, I've known people who passed away who just fell out. guys, listen, this is not a season to take a job. Too many things are happening around us. Too many things are happening in the world. We're not promised tomorrow. But what we do know, God is saying this, don't become too comfortable. Don't become comfortable. It's not time to say, thank you, Lord, you brought me to this point. I got to come here. I'm going to go ahead and do it. No. Whatever the Lord is calling you to do, do that thing. Stay awake. Stay prayed up. Stay and move in love. Don't let your guard down. There is an enemy. There's God. Then we have our choices. Think about this. There's it. There's God. Then we have our choices. What choice will you make today? What choice will you make today? Let us renew our minds and our hearts. Let's get it right. Ava says yes. Trina says hallelujah. Ava says, my brother, what a powerful message. God showed up and showed out. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, Ava. Amen. You know, I just want to do right. I want to live right. I want to become the man that God has called me to become. And I believe that you guys want to become the people that God wants you to become. Comfortable or not, here we are. As a man thinketh, so also is he. Pray that God will keep you. Pray that you will allow God to keep you. Pray that you will stay awake. Don't go to sleep. Don't become like that. We're talking about talking with some friends earlier today about the 10 virgins. Don't become like the virgins that were unprepared, who went away, who weren't ready when the bridegroom came. Let's be ready. Let's be ready. What's up, Leslie? Let's be ready. Stay away. Stay prayed up. It's a lifestyle of prayer. We're focusing on God and allowing Him to lead and guide us. Allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, speak to our minds. Then we got to be obedient. You know, the greatest thing is that while we're still here, we have the opportunity to surrender to the Lord. I just want to encourage you to surrender to the Lord. Surrender to His will. Surrender to what He's wanting to do in your life. Let's stop walking around aimlessly. And when we have those good times, let's not forget what we did in those bad times when we were seeking the Lord and we were crying out, saying, I need you. Now things are good. Don't turn away. Don't turn away. Continue to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for breaking the stronghold. Of any of my life. Thank you for breaking the plot of the enemy in my life. I pray that God will bless you guys. I pray that God will break the strongholds. I pray the Holy Spirit will move in your presence right where you are, wherever you are right now. I pray the Spirit of God will uplift those things that are on you. I pray the Spirit of God will touch your heart, touch your mind. Heal your ankles, heal your body. Speak life into your spirit and your soul. And I pray that you will allow God to touch and speak to you right now. So when this broadcast is over with, that you allow God to speak to you. And I pray that you would not become comfortable. You'll stay vigilant. You'll stay wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I pray that you will allow God to move in your life. Don't forget God in the good times. Just like you saw Him in the bad times. Continue to seek him in the good times. Continue to seek God in your life to watch God move in your life. What's up, James? What's going on, Jeanette? Tonight we're talking about comfortable or not. Here we are. God wants us to stay awake. God wants us to stay prayed up. God wants us to stay and move in love. God does not want us to become comfortable. Stay on your post. Continue to pray. Continue to praise him. When things are looking good, continue on. Don't forsake your relationship with God. God is moving in this season in your life. If you will just listen to what God is saying, you're going to experience a move of God like never, ever, ever before. But don't turn away to give out God. God is able. He's able. So I just want to encourage you guys. Ava says, I live for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Mom says, amen. Thank you, God. Ava says, some people doubt him. I can't live without him. I'm with you on that one. Thank you, Jeanette. Jeanette says, be encouraged, my brother. I want to say God bless you guys. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. Thank you guys for coming through tonight. Be encouraged. Know that God loves you. Do everything you do in love. Remember that love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. God bless you. Have a great night. Please share this video on your page. And really just stay focused on what God is telling you to do. Stay focused on God. And be obedient. It's not time to turn away. It's time to really seek God. Press. 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 If you say, I don't know how to get back that relationship with God, just pray. Pray this prayer. Lord, please forgive me. Sinner, please have your way in my life. I give you full control of my life. I rededicate myself to you, to your word. Lord, have your way. I submit myself to you. I pray that you will have full control and dominion in my life. Please come into my heart again. Have your way in my life. I'll give you the glory in everything I do and everything I say in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Love you, Avis. God bless you, Zachary. God bless you, Trina. God bless you, Mom. God bless you guys for tuning in. God bless you, Nathan, Zachary, Alice, Avis, Josepha, Jeanette. Those people who stay with me, thank you so much. God bless you. Be encouraged. Comfortable or not, here we are. And guess what? You don't have to stay the same way. Allow God to continue to change and bless you. Jeanette says this, help us, Lord, to stay connected to him. Jesus. Amen to that. Amen to that. Help us, Lord, stay connected to him. Don't let your guards down, guys. Stay connected. Good words in there. Help us, Lord, stay connected to him. Jesus. We are still standing. Abe says we're still standing. Praise God. So I thank you guys for coming through. God bless you guys. Have a great night. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you. Have a good night.
All right. The next part of this idea was,
looking for mercy, I found grace. Hey, hey. Looking for love, and I found da-da-da. Looking for healing, I found love. Looking for joy, and I found your strength was just enough. And all I need is you. I need you.
Looking for mercy, I found grace. Looking for trust, and I found all I need is faith. Looking for peace, and I found love. Looking for strength, and I found joy was just enough.
High.